Talk again. Where you were sitting was fine. That's too close.
Check, check. One, two.
Well, now I don't know what you're doing. Salutations. I'm Dalton Castle.
Salutations.
Yeah.
Is that that's a new
what
thing.
You get with undercooked chicken.
Salutations.
Salutations. It makes gives you really bad diarrhea. Why don't you introduce yourself there, honey?
I'm Robert Fish.
And we are coming at you live and mildly edited. It's coffee and mimosas. Or mimosas and coffee. Did I mess it up right away? First episode.
You already did. Straight out the gate.
We're ruined. This will never work. Well, we're going to have to...
Ship officially sunk.
Well, you might as well just delete this episode, go back to whatever beanbag chair you're sitting
off.
In. Yep, that's where it is. It took about 19 seconds for you to get there. Bobby Fish immediately goes to the genitals. I would be remiss to say if I didn't bring it up. This isn't our first dance in the recorded world.
It is not.
We've tried the podcasting a few times. We get lazy, though. We put a lot of effort in a few years ago.
We've done better than tried.
Yeah, I think we've done all there is to do with podcasting. So now...
I didn't want to say it. I wanted you to say it, and now you've said it. This is our farewell show.
This is it.
We're closing it out today.
We're going off to the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm. We're going to ride off into the...
Sunset?
Ocean?
No, the sun rises.
Can you ride off
way.
Into the ocean?
Yeah, if you got a powerboat, motorboat.
Or a submarine.
That's literally riding into the ocean, not off on it.
Yes.
Well, with mimosas and coffee, it's a podcast that I hope we don't take too serious. It's a brunch cast. Something where two guys who have a lot in common, such as...
And not a lot to do.
Right. We sit around and...
Around brunch time.
Other than eat little sausages wrapped in tiny pancakes.
So, well, there's that. And that takes a while. That's time consuming.
We're both very handsome.
Agreed. Guapo. As the Spanish say.
That's right. Guapo.
El Guapo. That was my nickname in college.
Mine was El Grande.
Mine was...
Because I couldn't spell guapo, I wrote grande.
So they were like, Dalton, you're incredibly handsome, but given the fact that you're too stupid to spell guapo, we're going to call you grande.
Were you there? Did you somehow witness this happen? That's how it went down.
That was my cousin that you...
I got news for you, Bobby. I hate your cousin. I hate him very much. All right, let's get to the business here. I mean,
business at hand.
I want to know, and I think anybody who downloaded this really needs to know. You just came back from the biggest New Japan show of the year, which happened in the very first week of January, Wrestle Kingdom 10.
Dare I say the biggest show of New Japan's history?
Oh, I thought you were choking. Something is stuck in your throat there. Yeah, man, what was that like? I watched it. I didn't get to see it live because, well, I'm a sleepy cat. And then I saw, man, 40,000 people in the Tokyo Dome.
I think it was, the numbers I heard were closer to 50. Last year was over 40. I don't know. I just know it's a lot of people. I'm going to go with 50 because that's a bump up from last year and that makes me feel good.
Yeah. So like,
so let's say 50.
50. And then next year, 100,000 people.
Well, given the fact that it seats a little over 60.
Do you think
you can 200?
Do you think if the wrestling fans got smaller in size, we could pack more people into the Tokyo Dome?
The Japanese wrestling fans are smaller in
but
size.
If we shoot higher for smaller Japanese folks, Can we get more in that
bin? So they are higher and smaller. So have they been smoking the weed?
What the hell are you talking? Oh, because they're higher.
Higher.
Oh, all right. Higher numbers.
Oh, you're talking about the company you're going to start. You're going to hire a bunch of Japanese wrestling fans.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need
I need labor. People to cheer for me.
You need labor.
Well, let's face it. Right. I have low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And
don't we all?
I constantly need my ego stroked. So mm-hmm. if I have a group of people following me around, taking pictures and cheering for mm-hmm. me, well, then all's on the right track.
Well, I got something over here on the other side of this bench that could use some stroking.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, what's that? What do you got over there?
And
what do you got over there? What,
if
what
you're going to hire some Japanese wrestling fans can't. To help with your self-esteem, they could certainly help me with my problem.
Well, there we go. We're 5 minutes in, and it's already your second sexual reference all to
right.
Your stuff there.
I'm a sexual being.
Tell me about the experience of Wrestle Kingdom. You
farkin' awesome. So this is my second year.
You're a little too close to that microphone.
Is this better?
Nope, that's worse.
This is my second year, and as if last year wasn't special enough, incredible to walk out in front of that type of atmosphere.
You tour with New Japan a lot, but like you show up, you get off the flight. Is there a lot of pre-Wrestle Kingdom antics, or is it like festivities?
It's different right off the bat because everybody brings over family members and whatnot. So like you had a lot of guys that brought over this year. Matt and Nick brought over what amounted to, I think, their whole family.
So about 18,000.
Wife, kids, parents. Then a lot of people brought their mothers. Gallows brought his mother and his father. It was cool, man. It was because these are people that I work with regularly. I see them every month, and you grow a certain bond to the people that you're on the road with, because I mean it's similar to like being an athlete in college, which you can certainly relate to. Mm-hmm. you bond with these people because you're on the road, and all you have is each other. So to then have the opportunity to see some of this life of theirs that you know you're not privy to more times than not, like to meet Rocky's mom and Trent's mom, and you know it was cool. It was
Trent,
really cool.
By the way, if I don't know if you caught it, put a sweet Instagram of his mom.
Sue is fucking badass. Sue is so cool. I hate to blow Sue's spot up here on the podcast.
Sue with a question mark, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sue, and Trent.
Yeah. Oh, they're fantastic. What a dynamic mother-son combination. But yeah, so to answer your question, you get off the plane and it's immediately, the atmosphere is different because you've got those family members in tow and you're meeting all these people. And so then immediately it just feels special. Feels like, okay, we're here for something. And then the hospitality doled out by New Japan, you know, to those family members and then to us as employees is, it's incredible. And, so all of that kind of makes for, a really special,
let's put over our guys for a second here. A lot this year is special from our standpoint, you being an employee of both Ring of Honor and New Japan, Wrestle mm-hmm. Kingdom featured a lot of familiar faces from mm-hmm. here in the States. Our guys here from Ring of Honor, we, mm-hmm. Were featured on this show more than they ever have been. There's you, Kyle, the Bucks, and that's it. And
well, those are the only ones that matter.
Yeah, Trent, Rocky. We got Jay Lethal, our champion, yep. was over there with Michael Elgin. Yep.
Truth was there.
Truth
with Lethal. Yep.
AJ has been going back and forth with both. And
here was
am I missing?
Huge part of it for me, and then especially being in the back and watching it and having this element added not only to New Japan but specifically added to the Tokyo Dome, was to hear Kevin Kelly's voice mm-hmm. calling it. For me, made like a connection between the two things. And I have in watching a lot of Ring of Honor of late, I feel like they're beginning to develop this distinctive sound to Ring of Honor 2015, 2016. And it's the dynamic between Kevin and Steve, and it's their voices, and it's what they deliver. Very similar, I would say, to, not similar in that they do the things that they did, but I'm just saying that it's a, in its distinction to like JR and the King.
Juventud.
Yes, the King, Juventud Guerrero, attached to like Attitude Era clips and whatever. Like it immediately takes you back. I would imagine that the dynamic that is begun to unfold between Steve and Kevin is that's Ring of Honor sound, at least in my opinion. And so to hear Kevin calling and with Matt Stryker at the Tokyo Dome,
which, yeah, they did, you know, a great job together.
Yeah, it was Matt, another guy who's just fantastic. But to hear their voices over the action that I know is New Japan and have seen close up the way that I have and truly feel like it is the best wrestling on the planet. Like literally, I am in, I have no reservations when I say that.
I trailed off when you said best wrestling on the planet. Did you say my matches?
Yours before that?
Oh, that's, yeah. I mean, that's what we were talking about this whole time.
Well, I've been using all of this other stuff. This New Japan talk, Tokyo Dome, it's all, it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor. This is one big
New
metaphor.
Japan. Is the Tokyo Dome is the Dalton Castle and Bobby Fish,
yes,
of this world.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see how, if you don't make that connection, fuck you. Does that work?
It works.
All right.
With Wrestle Kingdom, though, I'll just say it. Everyone has it on their mind. Everybody wants to know, Bobby, what movies did you watch on the flight over there and back?
This is gonna shock you.
Yeah,
I must have got the only seat sponsored by YouPorn. So, the first movie I watched,
I'm gonna stop right there.
Interview with a Vibrator.
Not shocked at all.
All right.
Yeah.
No. Weirdly, let's be honest.
You got another porn name? <on there? laughs>
You know me too well. No, actually, I watched The Intern with Robert De Niro and what's the
young girl way too young for him?
Yeah, I don't know the girl's name, but it was good. It just
Juventud.
It has a flat finish.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was not Juventud. It was a Guerrero.
Was that movie?
But not Juve.
It was, because the other week I watched The Internship,
mm-hmm.
and I'm thinking what your movie was probably missing was Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson.
And Hoovy.
And Hoovy.
Because Hoovy was not in my movie.
Right. Hoovy movie.
Hoovy movie.
Why isn't that something? Is that a thing? Can I Google that?
Coming to Delta soon.
What would that? Coming to a theater near you.
Hoovy.
The movie.
Hoovy the movie. That I, why? Has he, and it certainly appears, I don't know the man, but to be an ego-driven guy, why has he not penned an autobiography and turned it into a script? And Hoovy, if you're out there, get to work, you piece of shit.
I'll be honest,
I mean, this shit sells itself.
I know very little about Hoovy. I watched a lot of matches, but I couldn't rattle stuff off to you. Reason I picked that name, it was the first thing that came to my mouth, and it'll forever be the trend for the podcast for today.
Hoovy. Hoovy will become a fixture.
But I think we came to something very good here with Hoovy the movie.
Hoovy the movie featuring...
Oh, should I cut this part out so we can make that? And other people can't capitalize on our idea?
Well,
I'm going to cut that part
we
out.
We need to copyright Hoovy the movie.
Yeah, that part is missing. So we just started the podcast right here,
mm-hmm.
where no million-dollar ideas have been brought up.
No.
And we're
none here. None here. If you're here to cash in on million-dollar ideas, none here. You better go to one of the other podcasts.
I think I'm done watching Robert De Niro movies.
Really? Why? He was great in The Intern. And The Intern was very much the role that he played was just kind of blah. But Bobby D brings a little punch to it that I don't know would have been there with another actor. Mm-hmm. It's certainly not going to be up for Best Picture of the Year. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, I enjoyed it. And I will say that I do get a touch sentimental on these international flights. I don't know what it means. But I've cried at more than one movie. I did not cry at The Intern. It's not sad enough. I did cry coming back from England, though.
Wait, what would you watch?
I don't remember.
We talked about this. I forget what you watched, though.
Oh, Southpaw. And Daughters. It was the daddy-daughter dynamic that honestly brought me to tears. Anyway, I get real sentimental on these international flights. And so that could be part of why I enjoyed this movie the way I did. But I think it's a good, solid DVD viewing.
Mm.
Don't go to the movies and waste.
I cried similar watching Southpaw, but that's just because, you know, I was like, that's Donnie Darko. Look how grown he is. And then, you know, just out of respect for the art of the Gyllenhaals.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right. You cried watching Southpaw. I cry watching South Park.
Yeah.
Because
they're just so clever.
Eric Cartman reminds me. Myself.
Because you are fat, mm-hmm. You're insecure, you don't have...
I've got a secret sweaty little fat kid that lives inside of me.
That, with the amount of jokes you've been making sexually, does not go well with the theme.
My P.O. is not going to be happy with this.
I just watched Making a Murderer.
I've heard fantastic things about this.
I'm not happy with how easily I can be swayed with some sort of I don't know if it's one-sided. I have no idea. It's very well done. I bought in 100% with the case that they were presenting,
mm-hmm.
that a man was wrongfully accused, and it was very convincing to me. That being said, I also watched the conspiracy movie about Kurt Cobain.
I've heard about this one too.
Shocked and bleach,
Jesus Christ, have you been in the backseat of my car when I make these drives and listen to podcasts?
So you think the movies I'm watching makes you, and I'm just yelling up front going, Bobby, this movie's so good.
Maybe because...
Bobby, this movie, Soaked in Bleach, you gotta watch, so good.
Both of those are things that within the last
week... She totally
week,
did it.
I've heard, discussed, and now I've got a keen interest in viewing myself, both of these. Mm. What is the Kurt Cobain doc?
So I
watched a different one.
Oh, all right.
On a Delta flight recently, and it was more covered more about Kurt's just it starts with his childhood and then moves up obviously to his untimely death, but it didn't focus on Courtney Love. There was very little mention made of her.
Therefore, so this one starts with the relationship between Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain and how good he is at wrestling. Wait, what?
Wrestling.
Yeah, he was a wrestler.
Are you talking about Kurt Angle or Kurt Cobain?
Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle,
yeah,
is dating Courtney Love.
Yes, you did. Where have you been? Oh, you've been in Japan. You've been here.
Oh man,
yeah, this has been going down.
The rumor mill is a buzz because Courtney Love is banging Kurt Angle.
Well, she. This is a safe relationship because if there's any like foul play, if he feels unsafe, ankle lock right away.
Beat the shit out of her. I mean, if
nothing
know,
like a little misogyny,
right?
To bring a relationship.
People forget he's an Olympic medalist in wrestling,
gold medalist,
yeah,
champion.
So if it comes down to, hey, listen, I gotta beat the shit out of this person, male, female, child, bear.
Do you think Kurt Cobain could beat a bear?
Kurt Cobain are we talking about? No. Kurt Cobain could not. Kurt Sutter, on the other hand,
mm-hmm.
Writer of writer creator of
Are you talking about Kurt Loder?
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, Kurt Loder, yes. From Sons of Anarchy.
Kurt Loder.
Sons of Anarchy News.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Loder could probably beat Kurt Angle in arm wrestling.
Right, right. And
not in actual wrestling, because Kurt Angle is a badass, but in arm wrestling, like on the table, Kurt Loder, I'm told, has his number.
Now, when exactly in this time frame did he have time to pilot the Starship Enterprise?
I don't know. Probably before the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because the Olympics are time-consuming.
Kurt can do it all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Download his music.
Jack of all trades.
Illegally. Really good.
Yes.
I think...
Of course.
I think what I want to do now is... is take a quick break. Mm-hmm.
Breaks are good.
Let's refill our drinks and we'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. You didn't go anywhere. We did. And you didn't have to do anything to get back here. So congratulations. We're still sitting here. Bobby Fish fresh off Wrestle Kingdom 10. Me fresh off sitting in my apartment covered in cats.
And fresh.
Can I say, like, in here, does it smell like an old, musty motel, kind of? Like, be honest with me, because, like, one of my neighbors must just smoke and cook ethnic food, like, all day.
Ask me the next time I walk in, because...
Oh, you've already, like...
Yeah, yeah. I've kind of acclimated to whatever it is, so I think that keen sense of, that keen scent that you pick up from people, good mm-hmm. or bad... is generally like in that first.
All right. 10 minutes. As long as it's not overbearing, where like you immediately remember it, then I'm okay. No. I always get it like right when I come home from the gym, just whoof, right in. Like maybe I shouldn't spend my time huffing super glue out of a paper bag right before I come in, because now that's two different very smells. That's two different smells. That's a strong chemical, and then cigarettes.
It is.
And I don't smoke, and I can't stand it. I hate it.
I don't smoke either, but I love it.
I do. I think it looks cool.
Like, I don't know why somebody hasn't come up with the car air freshener of cigarette.
A cigarette smell?
Cigarette scent. Like, smoker's room, you could call it.
I usually
smoking
go down to
room
the...
like that room in... is it only in international airports? Do you not see it domestically? But like
you
they
do.
Have the smoking
they do.
Room.
They do. Yeah, they usually have it like right, like some of them are outside.
And you look through the glass and it's just the air in that room is yellow. The air is actually yellow.
It looks like a laser tag arena mm-hmm. with the house lights on.
Right.
When the lights come up, they're like, oh, game over.
No lasers. Though.
No lasers.
No lasers. Just glowing orange.
Oh, you look so cool with it, though.
Glowing.
If I could just bottle up the coolness that comes with holding a cigarette in the hand. You know what I do? Because I like the smell so much. I go down to the Greyhound station, and I'll just ask a couple of folks to hop in for a few minutes, drive around the block with the windows up, and then I'm good for the week.
Yeah. And then send them on their way.
Yeah, if
Listen,
we could...
I got your scent. I don't need you. Get
if we
out.
Could bottle that and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we would make dozens of dollars.
Problem would be for me, if I was peddling such a thing, is that I'd be like a drug addict trying to be a drug dealer. Like, I would consume all of my profits. Like, I would keep it all for me. Yeah, I would never want to actually sell any of it. And I would just sit, you know, wherever, in my secluded room, maybe in my
Do you ever have to, like, sell
car and
chocolate
just
bars?
Enjoy.
Did you ever sell chocolate bars, like, in high school or middle school?
Of course I did. Colony Pop Warner Football. We sold chocolate almond bars.
Why would you do that? You give a child a box of candy and go, hey, this isn't for you.
I see where you're going with this.
Mm-hmm.
Colony Pop Warner should have sent the kids around with cartons of cigarettes.
Yes.
We should have been selling cigarettes.
I'm not
going to damn it.
I'm not going to smoke those, but I'll eat that chocolate.
My God. Colony Pop Warner, if you are out there and you are listening, cigarettes. Have the children sell cigarettes.
It's genius.
It is.
It's a brilliant idea.
It's a license to print money.
I was at the gym and they remodeled it. Which is nice.
I don't go to a gym.
Well, that's because you're fat.
What I go to is called a box.
Here we go with the sexual comments again.
No.
Going to come up with those.
No.
No? Yeah, you're a CrossFitter.
Anybody out there who enjoys a good CrossFit will know what I'm saying.
Yeah, see.
For those of you that don't, once again,
you're worse than smoking.
Fuck you.
Well, there we go. You just alienated about 80% of the audience.
That's what I'm about. That's what I'm about. I'm a big Sigourney Weaver fan.
It's 2016.
Alienated.
No.
I don't want to have to explain my jokes, but if I am so much more intelligent than you and our audience, I have to.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that where we're going? Is that where this podcast is going? Is this what it is?
I think it's where we've gone. I think past tense, we're there. We can dig ourselves out from here because now we're here. We were there. Now we're here.
I don't like where we are.
So let's get out of here.
It's uncomfortable.
All right, let's get out of here.
But you put us here, and to leave, I have to then go back to point one.
Okay, so let's do that.
Can we move past this?
Yeah. What was?
Can we be friends again?
Yes. I will gift to you my first smoker's room scented car air freshener.
Okay.
And then we should be friends.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That, you know, just knowing that that's coming down the line.
Down the line.
I'm excited. I mean, you don't have one.
I have one now. It's in my car.
Well, what are we doing here recording a stupid podcast? We could be making millions of dollars.
Well, that's what we're doing this afternoon.
Folks, this might be the first Mimosas and Coffee and the very last Mimosas and Coffee, because we're going to be on our yachts just huffing cigarettes in Dubai on those islands that are shaped like the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? The world within the world, that is like a paradox made of islands. It's 2016. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? You know what we should do? We should say our New Year's resolutions, and then we should give a New Year's resolution for the listener.
Okay.
Make their lives better.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So who's going first? Listeners.
I'll go first. Okay. First and foremost, let's get the cigarette scent thing up and running. Mm-hmm. That's my New Year's resolution, and I'll be damned if we don't complete it by the end of the hour. You have any?
Yep. I've already got them.
Okay,
so
I got to come up with a new one.
Yeah, because I've already crossed that T and dotted that I, so to speak.
I don't know if it's physically possible, but I'd like to find a giant tortoise and ride along the back.
Okay.
I don't know if that's something that's healthy for a turtle of that size and age, because tortoises, when they get really big, they've obviously been around for centuries, right? They've got to be at least 100 years old. Can they support this peacock?
Right.
But that's something we're going to find down the line when I complete my New Year's resolution. Yours?
Turtles are historically the slowest juniors in the division.
Okay. What does that mean? Are you a turtle?
No.
Junior,
okay.
New
so,
Japan Wrestling?
Again, it's my turn.
Wait, there's only two of us in here. Who else do you think goes after me?
Me.
Right.
Right.
Okay, we're back.
Okay.
Now, we're definitely not friends anymore. We're done.
My resolution is...
I don't care.
To find me a girlfriend.
Ooh!
So, to any of you listeners out there...
Which, you know, wrestling fans are listening, so you know there's a lot of ladies listening.
I am a Pisces. I like hang gliding. I like kites. I enjoy skipping
A lot of wind-related activities.
I enjoy skipping rocks off of road signs and cars.
What are you, 12?
I enjoy vandalism. I enjoy... petty theft. I am a goddamn bona fide catch. Rawr. So if any of this sounds appealing, please hit me up here at the Coffee and Mimosas email, hotmail, MALE, at hotmail. pitch.com.
It's good that you have the same email address. I like that you're... Pitch. What happened? Where did that
act? Needs me a girlfriend.
Who is this character? It's like the love child of Sean Connery and Matthew Broderick. What is this?
I don't know. I don't know. But he is a notoriously bad speller, too.
Matthew Broderick?
No, this person. This voice.
That voice is?
He's bad at spelling.
How would he spell apprehensible?
He wouldn't.
He just wouldn't. He's that bad of a speller. Yeah.
He just wouldn't.
That's good. That's...
Right.
Okay, so for the listener...
That's my resolution.
A resolution. I would say, come up for this year, 2016... Come up with less opportunities for Bobby to turn it into something sexual. It's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. That is something that you possibly cannot do, and I'll show you an example of why that's impossible. Bobby, I just came home with 2 pineapples from the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Where did you come from?
There we go. And there we go.
Yes.
It's quick.
There we are.
They call him Speedy Gonzalez over there with the improv. Quick as they come. Yeah, you are.
I got big muscles.
You're like a leopard.
I'm flexing.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions for the people?
I think that they should get off their asses.
That's a good one.
And commit to wellness.
Well, that's not fair. You don't know what shape they're in.
Well, if they're in fantastic shape, commit to the maintenance of that shape. And if mm-hmm. they're in deplorable shape, commit to that and just do it quicker.
Yeah,
we're all heading towards the same dirt nap. We're all dying.
We're dying.
So just accelerate the process.
I don't want to die, Bobby.
I don't either. Not before I reach my full potential, which is to be the greatest male human being ever to live in Saratoga.
Ah, I was going to say, until you said Saratoga, I was like, well, you're just going to have to outreach me because I'm already there. I'm
pretty close now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty close. Talked to the mayor.
Well, that's because we're nose to nose.
Is there a mayor of Saratoga?
There is Mr. Mayor of Saratoga. Yeah.
I talked to the ambassador.
The prime minister.
Saratoga.
The Duke.
He told me that I was already in the top 5 greatest males.
So you just got to knock off 4 other dudes.
Mm-hmm. I've got...
Or knock them up.
I've got specs on...
Because if they get pregnant, then they can't work.
I've got specs now on number 3 mm-hmm. and number 2. I'm going to, you know, hopefully either kill them or render them incapacitated in some way that would allow for me to take over their spots, at the very least.
Isn't that a nice story about murder?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's do the final segment of the show. It's a new thing, and I don't have the audio for you to hear, but I'm going to insert something right here, a little post edit, and then when it plays, we're going to pretend it was really good. It's called...
Exciting.
Rumor of Honor.
Rumor of Honor. Rumor.
I see what you did there.
Sounded really good, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I think obviously we have to recognize the biggest thing stirring around in the wrestling community right now is 4 individuals, very talented fellas. I've got Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, AJ Styles, and Nakamura. All have been rumored to have given their notice at New Japan to walk away.
That is the rumor.
Extremely talented guys, very, very good. Each of them worthy of receiving millions of dollars. And I wouldn't be surprised if a company that can afford to pay them millions of dollars mm-hmm. would make that offer. However, mm-hmm. you know as much as I, that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
They mm-hmm. are not walking away for another wrestling opportunity, which is what I heard. I'm just telling you what I heard.
The greener pastures that I've heard from insider gossip Right. This is insider, in quotes, gossip, is that the greener pastures they are leaving for are not the ones that the more mainstream wrestling media outlets are reporting.
So where they, what would you hear, what's AJ Styles going to do?
I heard AJ Styles, who is a family man, mm-hmm. a father of four children. Mm-hmm. I met his lovely wife this year at the New Japan Tokyo Dome festivities that we talked about earlier. What a beautiful family they appear to be. And in an effort to take care of that family, I have it on good authority that AJ Styles has signed a lucrative.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Lucrative.
I hope you've got something good here because it took 20 minutes for you to get to this point.
New England Championship Wrestling.
Whoa. Wow.
Yes, he lucrative. Is exclusive. Both domestically and internationally.
Wow.
Hence his notice being given to New Japan. He will no longer be in contention for the IWGP world title, which mm-hmm. arguably is maybe the most prestigious title in the wrestling industry. He will now forego those efforts in an effort to become New England Championship Wrestling's lead horse.
Well, that's great. I really got worried he wouldn't be involved in wrestling anymore.
Right.
Which is good that AJ is going to stay in wrestling.
He is
near us, but unfortunately we can't see him anymore.
Well, he is currently seeing a speech therapist
mm-hmm.
To try to develop a more Bostonian accent right. and get rid of the southern twang yeah. that is apparent in AJ's.
So AJ's staying in wrestling, but I heard Luke Gallows walking away because, as you know, as much as I know, he has a tremendous love for the medium of oil paints.
Mm-hmm.
You could see it. It's right there on his face every time he hits the ring. Mm-hmm. And he needed to spend some more time perfecting his art and doing oil paintings. I've heard he's moving to Myrtle Beach,
mm-hmm.
South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
to sit on the boardwalk and paint the sceneries and hopefully turn those paintings around into small profits. He loves to paint, and there's just not enough room on his face, is what he told me.
Well, unfortunately, this is an audio broadcast.
And, yeah, it's not a broadcast. It's a brunchcast.
Audio brunchcast, so you can't, you listeners at home can't see me, but right now I'm holding out my money.
Mm-hmm.
Please, Mr. Gallows.
There's a lot of money there. There's at least $2 dozen.
Take my money.
Right.
Because...
PayPal him. Why don't we PayPal him?
I love your oil painting. Oh,
boy. Do
I
ever.
Love it.
Carl Anderson. Mm-hmm. Now, we know would be a great addition to any company.
Sure.
Great wrestler.
Sure.
Tight body.
Yep.
Broad shoulders. Great complexion. That man has got muscles and talent that are going to be put to use on the poolside deck of a Carnival cruise line where he has taken up residency mm-hmm. and will be leading mm-hmm. the afternoon activities.
Mm-hmm.
Because... what I've been told, loves white and khaki shorts. And that's the only place where that is going to be accepted.
A job that requires, dare I say, a showman. Mm-hmm. And I think anybody who's seen Carl Anderson perform at the Tokyo Dome, which he's done 8 times, I believe, knows that when the lights are at their brightest... Carl Anderson is at his brightest.
Right. Leading such contests as belly flop contest,
mm-hmm.
Dance contest mm-hmm. on the promenade deck of the mm-hmm. Carnival Cruise Line. You've seen the machine gun Carl Anderson. Wait till you see the washing machine dancing Carl
mm-hmm,
Anderson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, here's a game that I myself played on Carnival Cruise and thoroughly enjoyed. It was pin the tail on the whore, in which Carnival Cruise Lines
that doesn't sound like a real game.
An actual prostitute.
This is something that happens?
And brings her on deck.
Okay.
And has cruise goers get drunk, blindfolded, and gives them sharp objects to try to pin on the prostitute.
Now, this is something, this is news to me.
It is hours of fun.
It doesn't sound very fun at all.
For the whole family.
I don't know if I would like any member of my family involved in such a...
Carl Anderson will be leading those kind of games.
You see, I was very supportive of his decision, but now knowing that that kind of nonsense goes on a Carnival Cruise Line, which I used to feel sorry for the people that got stranded on these horrible cruises, it's just... That happens? That's a real thing?
At the end of the day, the man has a family. He needs to pay the bills. He needs to fill the bellies of those boys that he takes care of, his sons. He needs to keep the old wife happy.
I don't support this
behavior. Needs to pay that mortgage.
That's a
so if it's pin the tail on the whore
that's
paying the bills, you do what you have to do. No. I can relate. I'm a father myself.
Yeah, well... I'm not a father. Got two
Thank
cats.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Because I would hate to have to go
not
on a cruise.
Not in this country you're not a father.
Nope.
Not in this country.
Not ever since they took my priesting license away. Mm-hmm. Is that a thing? Priesting?
Yes. Right.
What's Shinsuke
yes,
doing?
Yes, it is. He, listen, it's no secret. I have family ties in the Nabisco Empire.
Mm-hmm. I do love when you bring over those treats for me to eat.
Of course you do.
Boy, do I love
Who
crackers.
Who doesn't? I have it on good authority.
Love me some crackers.
I have it on good authority that Shinsuke Nakamura is leaving his lucrative position with New Japan Pro Wrestling effective immediately. He is becoming a baker.
Wow.
I didn't know. Baker.
A baker.
His love for now, pastry.
Is he working with the Nabisco company or is he starting his own thing?
His own thing. Independent. Independent. But it is, rumored to be some secret funding from the empire that is Nabisco.
I would love to see Nakamura need some dough.
Nakamura Nabisco.
Nabisco Nakamura needing dough.
Understand why people can't see the natural link.
Well, there you have it. That is rumor of honor, and I won't. I guess I should have prefaced this with allegedly. This is happening.
Alleged, but
let's be honest.
Come on,
this is the truth.
Read between the lines, schmucks.
All right. Well, that pretty much wraps it up. This was a waste of everybody's time, mm-hmm. yours and mine, but at least yes. we got some nice drinks in it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get in contact with Bobby or myself, Bobby, where are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter at the Bobby Fish.
Now those long pauses are not underscores or spaces. It's just all one word there at the Bobby Fish. Mm-hmm. I'm at the Dalton Castle. You can catch us both on ROH Wrestling TV. Go to ROHWrestling.com. Ring of Honor Wrestling coming to a lot of new cities this year.
We is.
Check out the live events calendar and, just download this podcast, you bitches.
You said bitches.